This is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today. Today is January the 10th, and our Bible reading portion is from Genesis chapters 28 to 30. The subject that we are going to think about today is that we should not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. In the New Testament, in Paul's writing to the church of Corinth, the second letter, chapter 6, verse 14, we read like this: "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" This is a message that we receive through the final instructions that Isaac gave his son Jacob before sending him off to his brother-in-law Laban's home. Genesis chapter 28, verses 1 to 5. They were living in Canaan territory, and there were plenty of beautiful, eligible daughters of Canaan for marriage. However, Isaac follows his father Abraham's example and directs Jacob to choose a wife from his own kindred. We see that Jacob obeys his father and starts on a 400-mile trip to Paddan Aram, a place north of Haran, in search of a wife for himself. As part of his customary dowry for Rachel, Jacob pledges 7 years of labor, which actually becomes 7 more years thanks to Laban's deception. On obeying his father's directive, Jacob receives all the blessings of Abraham, and we read that in Genesis 28 verses 3 and 4. On the other hand, Esau marries a Canaanite girl, knowing fully well that this will not please his father. Genesis 28 verses 6 and 9. In doing so, Esau forfeits all the blessings that he would have inherited through descent. Let us remember that God demands that we hate sin but love the sinner. But when it comes to marriage, we have clear instructions from God's word that we should only marry a child of God. When we obey God's commandment in this regard, we will receive all the blessings that God has reserved for His children, as described in Psalms 128.